You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell, and happy, we'll say Matcha Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, Blue Jeep Tuesday, but welcome. It's going to be a big week this week and next week, and I'm going to tell you why in the show, but we have so many interesting, fun things that have been going on in the world. New tech, new inventions, a lot of things, a lot of different exciting things that have come about. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the market. I'm still very optimistic and still hit the targets. It's been a wild ride. And of course, we've had our wild cards, right? That's what we say. The outlier with a wild card is going to move the market a certain way. And a bunch of people got in really, really low on the bounce. We had targeted February 5th as our bounce, and that was officially the bounce date. February 5th, if y'all look, that was the bounce on the market on ETH. Our next target, I'll tell you the target dates right now, which is February 11th. That's tomorrow. So, and then February 15th, or well, probably be February 16th because of Monday, right? But people trade crypto 24/7 every day of the week, all hours of the day. So February 15th is my target. February 16th is the other one. February 21st is a target because that's 3 weeks before the Fed meets. And optimistically, the Fed's probably going to cut rates at least a quarter, I'd say, just based on what's been going on. And then we have February 28th, which is end of the month, and then 2 weeks before the Fed meets, and then high volume because money comes back into the market. I'm just going to give a hint on that. I'm very optimistic. And if you all got in at that low entry, that's awesome. It was a wild ride. If you're new to it, remember we always say don't invest major amounts of money, just invest $10, check it out, try it out, you know, at least invest in something. Long-term hold, over 30 years, you're always going to be up ahead based on what markets do. But again, do your own research, not financial advice, and I'm going to explain why those targets are so important and why we've been hitting the targets. Didn't anticipate as big of a pullback. I saw that there was going to be a pullback, but not as big of a pullback. And then we're on our bounce right now. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. Just going to open up optimistically, go ETH on that. And then we'll talk about some fun stuff. So today we had a Super Bowl weekend. So all of you went out and got to hang out with friends and family and eat all the good food and watch the fun commercials on Sunday if you're in the States. A lot of fun commercials came out. Seahawks won. That was kind of funny. I have family and friends that have been rooting for the Seahawks like their whole life. So I was optimistic on that and thought that they would probably go into it 3 months ago, which is great. And so they're all excited. And then we've had, so y'all had that fun. We have a President's Day weekend coming up. So that's a holiday for the States. Valentine's Day on this Saturday. So Valentine's is following on a weekend. I'm going to talk about that too. So it's going to be interesting. Let's see what else. We've been live on the air with all of you for over 2 years now. This is like the 2 year anniversary that we've been live on LA Talk Radio. Tech Trend Investments started in 2024. Oh my goodness. So we've been predicting the markets and predicting trends and telling you what's going on and the new things coming out in AI 2 years ago before you all started using AI and chatbots. We're going to talk about that tonight, too, how it's evolved so much and what's been going on. And, of course, I'm going to have my famous sip of water. So 1 second, I have my famous sip of water here. I should have that little black background music on while I take my sip of water. But of course, I'm traveling right now. I'm looking out my patio where I'm at. I'm in Southern California, very excited to be back here. The weather was 82 degrees yesterday for all of you in snow and the East Coast and cold weather. We were at 82 degrees yesterday. That's amazing for February. I get to see my palm trees and blue water. Looking out in SoCal, but 82 degrees. So very excited. I get to spend time down south, which I'm happy because I haven't been here since Christmas time. And then before that, I haven't been back in California since like May. I've been traveling so much, but very excited to be back home. So all of you who are out in SoCal and got to experience this amazing weather, everyone's at the beach, everyone's having, holiday Super Bowl parties, having good being able to go outside on the patio, go to the pool in February where everybody else is shoveling snow and getting stuck in ice and winter storms and getting locked up. But we had 82 degrees yesterday. Yay. So let's talk about some fun things that have been going on in the world and in the markets. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about the financial markets and predictions at the end of the show. So you have to stay tuned. Or maybe at the mid-mark. The mid-mark we tend to see at my 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we tend to see a lot of buying going on in the crypto markets when we're talking live on the air. So I might give you like a few couple of predictions then and tell you why the numbers are going to do what they're going to do. I've been primarily in arbitrage and predictions, and I've been in predictive markets for quite a while. I started out, let's see, I got my master's in finance. I've been in day trading. I was in real estate and assets, traded stocks, bonds, options, futures. I look for arbitrage. Sorry, I can't talk. I look for things that are differentiate like outliers in the market, right? So every single time, like if the business goes to sell, and you basically look at an appraisal and you look at all the different valuations of a business. You're going to look at like the median of what a business would go for based on their assets and how much they're producing and what their cost of goods are, what their profit margins are, what their gross revenue sales are. And then you would determine a valuation for the business plus their location and if they own their land or their real estate. So that would all take into consideration. Well, when you're working with like arbitrage or trying to find outliers and find value where it's undervalued to get into something, I'm taking an example of a business. You would look at similar like-minded businesses that are in the similar areas or have similar features, and then find ones that are in top locations, but that are undervalued. And so then you would have a spread on the valuation if somebody like there was an owner who wanted to get out of the business, or there was an owner that passed away and it went to estate and probate. And then you would find the differences and then get an undervalued business. Well, you do the same thing like with real estate, with houses. When you look for houses, you look for the prime area that you want to buy in. You look for a house that's undervalued because it's not fixed up or upgraded, or they've been in the house for a long time, or there's a distressed sale they want to get out. But you look for a location that has high value in that area, high market, but the house is undervalued by just adding some more features or updating it or fixing it up. You're going to get a higher valuation if you bought it, fixed it up, and then sold it again. So there's like, that's the arbitrage, is the difference. When you're trading assets, you look for different platforms that will have one price on one platform and a different price on another one. So, like for an example, when crypto started to become popular, if you went to Coinbase, you would buy crypto for one price. And if you went to another platform, you would buy it for a different price. And so you could buy it at a lower price on one platform, transfer it over to the other platform, and then sell the difference. And people were doing this with spreads of like millions of dollars. And it's still going on because there's still spreads, there's still fees that are different on each platforms too. So they're doing that on that also. Now, the other thing to think about, so same thing with goods and services. So if you go to eBay and you buy something, you might buy something at a discount on eBay because they're doing it at a wholesale price. And then you could sell it on Amazon for a higher price because it's more in demand on Amazon. But then you have your competition of all the other people selling on Amazon. So that's where you make your spread. So you find differences in different locations, and you're able to buy at different prices and use arbitrage. Well, we do the same thing when we do prediction markets, right? So on prediction markets,
we find outliers and we find higher spreads where you can cover your probability. And so you would buy the amount that would cover your spread, and then you pick the long shots. So if a long shot hits, you get that 1,000-to-1 odds on your probability on prediction markets. And then your smaller amounts would cover if the long shot didn't hit. That's kind of like the overall general idea of how prediction markets work, probability, and arbitrage works. And those are just a couple of different examples that you use. So when we have found in crypto, when we were trading meme coins, we were finding out that there's like 50,000 tokens that launch a day. And so what we did is we scanned it down to the top 100 to 200 have the high probability that they have that potential to catch a higher ROI. And then if we bought all 100 tokens, we would cover the difference on like a 2x, which we call a de-risk, where you buy and you exit and you take your 50% out and put the money back in your pocket to cover the spread, and then catch those long shots because, you know, 3 to 25 of them have a potential to minimum hit of 20x all the way up to when we caught Brett was 377,000x. So it works the same way on prediction markets that you buy the middle, which is basically everybody wants to get into, and then you also put a tiny bit on the long shots. So same thing works in the stock market. The stock market, you buy your blue chips. Those blue chips are your core. They're the ones that you focus on. And then your outliers, which is like international stocks or ETFs or high risk but high returns, you put a little bit of money into those because those are going to give you higher returns, but they're also higher risk. And then you hedge your position and you cover your positions by having your stable part of it, which is your blue chips and stocks. And so we always say, whenever you're investing in those long shots, those high probability, those higher odds, there's always going to be higher risks. That's why higher odds are put on them. There's a higher risk, but there's also a higher reward. And so you don't need to throw a lot of investment money on high risk, high reward. It only takes $1 to $10 to still get those kind of returns, but the bulk of your money would always go into your stable investment, which is your blue chips. And so like on stocks, you would go into the Dow Jones or the S&P or the NASDAQ, and then your smaller discretionary money for longer term would go into the higher risk that over time will give you a higher reward. And then once it more stabilizes out, it'll become normal, like a blue chip. So again, do your own research, not financial advice, talking about probability, statistics, prediction, what's been going on in the markets, and then the way that you're going to position yourself. You don't want to be one of those people that chase and throw all your money into high risk, high rewards. And if you do, make sure that you hedge your position and cover it. And if you do chase that, use your coffee money, your pizza money, your matcha money, or your taco money, and then play the odds, right? So that's basically what it boils down to, what prediction markets do. And everybody's trending on prediction markets, like everybody's into prediction markets. And basically prediction markets is right now, the way it's going on all the other platforms, it's just market consensus. It's basically what everybody thinks is going to happen. And what everybody thinks is going to happen is going to be a 50-50. It's going to be a 1-to-1 odd, and you're going to have a small spread because everybody believes in that, right? It's but the outliers that have a higher reward also have a higher risk because the outlier may or may not happen. So it will give you like a 10-to-1 odd, 100-to-1 odd, or 1,000-to-1 odds. And that's basically what a prediction market does. It goes off of market consensus. The odds are 1-to-1. And then the outliers get that 10-to-1, the 100-to-1, to 1,000-to-1, which they do hit, because you're always going to have, quote unquote, that wild card that comes into play, right? The wild card, which is the anomaly that affects all the market, and then the safe bet, the even money, the even investment will sometimes like not hit, but the outliers and the high rewards will hit. And so we've always said whenever you're investing or you're trading or you're doing prediction markets or probability, that those type of odds, it does not take that much, but you always want to invest as low as like $1 to $10 again, which is your coffee money or your pizza money or your matcha money, and then use your stability on your primary for long-term investing, right? And of course, we've had a wild market the last year in the Dow, NASDAQ. We've had new technology. We have AI. We have crypto and probabilities and prediction markets. And we have live shopping now also. So there's always like something new and upcoming that will trend, and everybody will get excited on it and want to try it out. And so I'm going to go over a couple of the new trending things that have been happening recently. I just wanted to kind of give you an overview so you understand what the market does. And when you invest, only invest what you're able to risk, and then keep your stability on the other things. And if you're new to anything, you never throw large amounts of money at anything. You start with $1 or $10, and then you work your way up and you build on that. And then you trade purely on profit and then reinvest your original money back in your pocket and then trade on your profits. So, again, this is called Tech Trend Investments. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. This is for fun and educational purposes only. But I wanted y'all to understand like what's been going on and why it trends and why people get excited about certain things and why people try out certain things. They're looking for that edge. They're looking for the outlier. They're looking for the excitement. And when you do that, it's fun. But remember, you only want to, dabble until you figure out what it does with like $1 to $10. So it's fun. But everything that we build out, we try to eliminate risk as much as possible. So we call it de-risk. We try to hedge our positions as much as possible. We use probability and statistics and data. I think I'm up to over 100 million points of data now. I kid you not. We've been collecting so much data that it's overwhelmed our data servers because we have now 4 years of data that we've been collecting for the predictive markets. And so we want to make sure that you learn as much as you can. And we built out the predictive markets so that it uses a system and a strategy. And then you're able to de-risk and then ride on your profits and then try it out for free. We also are giving out free trials this Sunday. And so I'm going to give the website at the end of the show so y'all can try it out too. But our predictive markets aren't just in crypto, it's just not in tokens, but it's in other things too. So we have AI agents and AI bots that have been built out for over 4 years. We have AI predictive models that have been built out for over 4 years. We've mastered it basically in meme coins and tokens. And then we've also put it into predictive markets too, where we're able to find the outliers and then use the system and strategy, hedge our positions, and then go on odds, statistics, and probability, and then give feed out through the bots. And then you make your own decision and decide what you want to do based on all the analytics and the data that the AI agents provide. But they screen everything down and then narrow it down to the top 100 or 200 predictions and then give it to you daily. And then you make a decision on what you want to trade on. So we've been building it out for over 4 years. Again, like I said, we did it in crypto and now we're doing predictive markets, we're doing it in hedging. In different arbitrage for like businesses and shopping and assets and gold. But the same system and strategy can be applied for anything when there's data and you're able to compile the data and then find the core that is your blue chip and then invest on the outliers with a small amount to get the higher return. But it's remember, it's also higher risk. And then de-risk your position. So take the profits, put it back in your pocket, and then trade on profits only. But all the systems and strategies are built into all of these bots. They're built into the predictive models. They're built in with all the 100 million points of data. No, actually, yeah, we're over, oh my goodness, like 900 million points of data. We're at a lot of data because we had 600 million points of data. So we're probably like at 900 million now. But it takes all of the data, compiles it all, combined with AI, and then spits out the predictive models. So anyway, I know this is a lot to comprehend. We've been talking about it for 2 years, but it's very exciting because it's evolved and it's moved on, and now it's covering other markets, not just tokens. But when you use the same system and strategy, you can apply it to anything because you're using the same system, strategy, predictive models to do it. Anyway, so we're coming up on that 6:30 mark, right? So the reason, we're at 6:22 actually. So the reason why we're optimistic because the Fed's meeting in the middle of the month. So the Fed meets on March 15th. The odds are, and probability, that there would be potential rate cut of a quarter. So whenever the market thinks there's going to be a rate cut, the market gets excited and they build it into the pricing. We had our bounce on February 5th. If you look at the charts, you can see the bounce on February 5th. So we had the bounce on February 5th, which means that the chart was going down, it reversed and went up. We're coming into that new three-month cycle, February 5th to May 5th. So it started. Even though it wasn't the price that we wanted to start at, it still started that up cycle, right? So we had our down cycle from November 5th to February 5th, and that was like a heck of a down cycle on the last one. So if you went short, you probably made a lot of money. So February 5th was our bounce. Our next uptick is February 11th. That's the predictive tick up on the green bounce on the market. Then February 15th, 16th, February 21st, February 28th. The Fed meets March 15th. We anticipate a quarter rate cut. We have CPI coming out in the next, I think it's tomorrow. Tomorrow, the next day, we have CPI coming out. So we anticipate that that's going to be favorable for a rate cut also. Also because of what happened in the markets. And then we don't necessarily have inflation right now. We're going more towards a recession. We don't have as strong jobs right now. So the Fed will do something to get the markets a little bit more active. And the reason why the Fed cuts rates is because they want people to start spending more money, to hire more people, to get more production going so that the economy gets moving again, and they incentivize us by cutting rates. And so it's kind of like a full circle. The Fed cuts rates, everyone gets excited, the markets swing up in anticipation, then people start spending money hypothetically, hiring more people, and then they get the economy moving again. So that's what we anticipate. So March 15th, we anticipate the Fed will cut a quarter rate. I'm also predicting that we'll still hit 2 all-time highs this year for 2026. Do your own research, not financial advice. I still see that happening. I anticipate before the end of the month, I think we will bounce back to at least 2,800. Do your own research, not financial advice. That's what I'm predicting. I know it doesn't look like it would happen, but it doesn't take that much to go back up again, right? So that's what I see. And I see it all starting to happen probably in the next 24 hours. So we had the bounce on February 5th. So it happened exactly as we anticipated. February 11th is our next target. That's tomorrow. Because I'm in USA, California time. It's 6:25 PST. And then February 16th again, February 21st, and February 28th, and then the Fed meets March 15th. So even though it felt like it was a down cycle, we're on our bounce up. This starts the new 3-month cycle till May 5th, and I'm very optimistic. Okay, so that was the fun part. Now that we all talked business, maybe I should have opened up with fun stuff. So we have a holiday weekend coming up. It is this Saturday's Valentine's Day. This weekend's President's Day weekend. Everybody's going away. It's kind of funny. They always say that like Sunday for Super Bowl is for the boys, for the men. That's like their holiday. And Valentine's Day is for the girls, the women. That's their holiday. So the month of February always has that fun stuff. I have some funny stories to tell y'all about Valentine's Day. I've traveled to Paris and I've traveled all over the world. I've done 35 countries now because I build out AI bots to find the lowest air anywhere, everywhere. So my predictive bots find the lowest air everywhere in the world. And so I traveled to prove the theory that I can travel anywhere in the world, almost like at $100, right? That's cheaper than the cost of gas to take a road trip to Vegas from LA. But we have some like good airfare going on right now. So if you want a great Valentine's Day surprise for your sweetheart, you might want to take them on a vacation because, you know, girls like vacations, don't we all? And, or if you want to treat your hubby or your spouse, maybe surprise them with a vacation. But right now you can get flights from LA to Hawaii for $119. That's very cheap. You can also go from LA to Miami for $100. You can go to LA to Aruba. Let's see, LA to Aruba for $120. Go to the Caribbean for $120. You can go to LA to Fiji for $330. Fiji, that's one way. You can go LA to St. Martin for $156. So it doesn't cost that much. It's cheaper than a road trip, and you can surprise them, you know, with your Valentine's gift and take them away to somewhere tropical. Believe me, a girl will love that. Do your own research, no financial advice on the love department. And y'all probably just listened to Dr. Pat right before this, who gives love advice. So if you need love advice, listen to her. But if you want travel advice, listen to me. But I have a funny story. So when I was going to college and working my way through college, I was working in the gyms and I was working in the restaurant industry. So I was bartending and working in the restaurant industry and serving. And it's funny, like Valentine's Day is the most busiest day in the restaurant industry. That and Mother's Day, like the two busiest days in the restaurant industry. Well, and New Year's too, I guess, right? But it's funny how many people will propose at like the most awkward restaurants. Like, there's a meme going around that says, don't propose in Olive Garden on Valentine's Day. And the other place that I wouldn't propose is like, most people think this is the most romantic place, but the Eiffel Tower. It's so funny. Like, I went to Paris and it wasn't on Valentine's Day, but if you go to Paris, if you've ever been to Paris and there's the Eiffel Tower, you have to like walk up this hill and down this hill and you can see the Eiffel Tower from far away. And there's like thousands and thousands of people because it's a beautiful sight to see and the lights are flashing and it's beautiful. But along the trail going down to the Eiffel Tower, there's all these little vendors that have like their little cases open with rings and champagne and wine. And so anybody who's like been to Paris, they think, oh, you know, it's the most romantic place. And the women think, oh, he's going to propose to me in Paris. Don't propose in Paris. But they're walking down the thing and they're like, oh, I didn't buy a ring. I didn't buy champagne. So they have all these little vendors that are selling it for you as you go down so that people can propose at the Eiffel Tower. But it's funny. But the funniest part about that is like the people coming back from the Eiffel Tower who thought that they were going to get engaged and didn't get engaged. And they're all fighting on the way back. So if you've ever been to Paris, go to the Eiffel Tower and watch the people that are going down are all happy. But the people coming back that didn't get proposed to are all fighting and bickering as they're coming back because they thought that they were going to get proposed to, but they didn't. But that's my funny story. So if you also decide that you're going to get engaged on Valentine's Day, Don't forget that that's going to probably be the anniversary that you remember forever. And how are you ever going to top that Valentine's Day again? So, like, hypothetically, if you propose on Valentine's Day, think about all those years after that you're married. Every Valentine's Day would have to be extra special because that was the most key moment that you've had in your, you know, in your relationship. And how are you going to top that for the rest of your life? So, I don't know. That's just my thoughts. Doing research, not financial advice on that. But it's funny because being in the restaurant industry and seeing what people do, and then being like going and traveling the world and seeing what people do, it's kind of funny people's characters and what ends up happening and how people react. Like when you go and you see what actually happens, it's kind of funny. So anyway, I've been to 35 countries. Paris was one of them. I've been to Fiji, Australia, Hawaii, Italy, Greece, let's see, Ireland quite a few times. Northern Ireland, got to see the Game of Thrones locations, which is great. There are also dragons, go dragons. Let's see, pretty much all of Europe. Where else have I been? Japan. Japan was beautiful. Let's see, F1 in Vegas. My goal is to see as many F1 locations that there are possible to go see. That's one of my bucket lists. After seeing so many countries and so many places, you kind of run out of things that you want to do on a bucket list. I did 28 countries in 2.5 years right before COVID. Like I was on a mission to see how many countries I could see at the lowest air. And that was one of my bucket lists. So I did 28 countries in 2.5 years right before COVID. And when COVID happened, I had like 5 trips booked that I had to cancel all my trips. So lately my big go-to has been Hawaii and the Caribbean. The Caribbean, because you get to see all the beautiful islands, see different types of cultures, get airfare like 100, 120 from LA out there. And then I've had a travel hack where I've been able to stay in like one bedroom or studios that overlook with a balcony, overlook the pool and the ocean for like $300 a week. And you can't beat that. Most hotels, most places are like $400 a night, and I get the whole entire place for $300 a week because my AI and my predictive models are able to find the lowest air and the lowest travel. So I'm able to like go to the Caribbean first class for $100 and then stay a week in the Caribbean for $300. And then my flight back is like $100. So my whole entire week is what most people pay for a vacation for one night in one of the places that I stay. And I just went to Art Basel, and when I was there, I was staying in the area, and I just booked it, like, last minute, booked my hotel. I got the whole entire week on the first week for $300, and I got the second week for $125 for the whole entire week, and it was in North Beach, Miami, so it was right near Art Basel, but it was where all the Ritz and the car, like, the Ritz and all the top hotels that were charging $15,000 a night. I got the whole entire week for $125, like, and I was 2 doors down from all the top hotels. So that's what my predictive bots find. That's what the AI finds. It finds the lowest air, it finds the lowest travel, and then I'm able to travel the world on prices that I get to spend like a whole entire month or a whole entire week for the same price that most people pay for just one night. I get the whole entire week or the whole entire month for the same price. And so that's the best thing about building out AI is finding all these goodies, finding like the fun things to do and able to check off my bucket list and do all the things that people love to do, but don't have the resources or the money or the time to do. My AI is able to find it out, and I've been building out AI now since 2019. So we're able to share it with you. We have our predictive bots. So y'all can try that out this Sunday. The predictive bots right now have the tokens, but soon it'll have the other arbitrage that you can do it. And then you'll be able to try that out. And then we also have our fly bots that you can find the lowest air anywhere. And you would go on to flyit.ai, and then you would get able to access the bots and try those out. And our predictive bots are called, let me get a predictive, here we have it on the website. So we have predictiontracker.app. So it's prediction tracker, T-R-A-C-K-E-R dot A-P-P. You can try out our predictive trading bots that have been built out for over 4 years for the tokens for crypto. And this Sunday, we're giving away free trials. So if you turn it on Sunday, you can try it out for free. Soon it'll have the other prediction trackers on there. It'll have for the prediction markets and other types of arbitrage where the bots will feed in and give you updated information daily so you can find all these deals. We also have our flying bot that finds the lowest error anywhere. And then you can find all these sweet deals that I've been talking about. You can find Hawaii for $100, the Caribbean for $100, Las Vegas and Nashville for $100, go to Honolulu, do all that fun stuff, and then book it directly with the airline right now. And soon you'll be able to book it online with us also. But we've been building it out and we keep building out more technology, and now you all get to try it out. So that's my gift to you all this weekend. For all of those who are doing solo weekends, maybe book yourself a trip for $100. Go to Hawaii, go to the Caribbean, go somewhere fun. So the other thing that's been, we're going to talk about what's been trending. We've had, what I talked about last week, we had AI agents who have created their own quote unquote Reddit or Facebook. It's called Multbook. And all the agents are now talking to each other, coming up with plans, having conversations with everybody, created their own religion, created their own language. They are picking a ruler, what I heard lately. They've used ClaudeBot and then N8N. They're basically AI agents or task managers that have gone gotten some freedom and now are able to communicate with each other on their own Facebook and Reddit. And that's been out for 2 weeks now. That's like the new trend that's going on. You can now do live shopping. Live shopping started with people doing live, like a QVC style, but just normal people selling their Pokemon cards or their vintage clothing. But now that's trending. And so it's called live shopping. That's a new trend that's going on right now. So you can check that out too. Don't forget to drink your matcha. Be healthy. That's trending now too. Jeeps are trending. Jeeps had the highest sales they've had since 2021. We started talking about Jeeps in November with our manifestation idea of thinking about the color blue or thinking about Jeeps, and then you'll see it everywhere you look. Jeeps had their highest sales since 2021 in December, and then their second highest sales in January. So that's great. Go Jeeps. Next week, we're going to have a new drink and we're going to have a new car to talk about, and let's see how that trends out. But y'all get to try out our air. We're going to do free trials on the air so you can try out the air and book these lowest air fares. You get to try out our token prediction app this Sunday. You get to try out our new prediction bots. Sign up. Don't forget to sign up for dragonpro.app. Get your free month, first month free. That web is going live. We have our Ignite Auto Trader that utilizes AI and automated in trading. It buys on the lowest entry and exits on that's profit targeting out. So it's automated with AI agents, does it for you. We have that in Telegram. That's our Ignite bot. We've just been building. And now you all get to try it out. So that's really exciting. Don't forget to go back to our archived different episodes. We have summaries in there so you can see when we predicted out different prices, when ETH was going to hit its targets, so you can see what we predicted in financial markets. Back 2 years ago when we talked about AI and nobody was even talking about AI, 2 years ago when we were talking about matcha and matcha is trending now. In November, we were talking about Jeeps and Jeeps are trending now. So remember, we're called Tech Trend Investments. We're here to have fun. We're here to educate. We're here to help you check off your bucket list and like do all the things that you love and find your passion. To be able to travel the world and use predictive bots and use AI and build businesses and try a new hobby if you want to try a new hobby. You know, we're here hopefully to inspire you to get out there and do the things that you love to do, to find your passion and to change the world the way that you're going to change the world. But I keep looking at the wrong time. I have a clock that I'm traveling right now, and the clock in the hotel is set 10 minutes fast in advance. So I'm like, oh no, it's late, but it's not. So let's talk about some other fun things. Let's talk about what Moltbook has been doing. Let's see. So funny. So Moltbook is basically a social network for AI agents. Last week I talked about it. I didn't tell you all the name because I didn't want to necessarily promote it, but it's basically where AI agents have been created. People are using Minimax to put their AI agent on so it can run 24/7, or they're using a VPS so that they can run it virtually. And then the AI agent is originally built so it can do tasks for you. So an AI agent will like call people for you. So we have that. So you can have its own voice and personality, and it'll talk for you and answer questions if somebody calls into your business. Or if you're at a hotel and you call zero for the operator, it'll direct you, but it'll have a voice. So it sounds like it's a person, but it's actually an AI agent. And then it'll do emails for you, marketing campaign, whatever you give it the freedom to do, it will research it for you and then generate and basically become like your own personal assistant. Well, what they did is all these people have their own little personal assistants and AI agents, and they created a platform for just the agents, the AI agents, to have conversations with each other. So it's like a Reddit or a Facebook where all these AI agents are able to communicate with each other and give feedback. Now, don't forget, it's basically the human has programmed its personality and it's programmed what it's going to talk about. And then when it goes on to talk, it can either seem like it's going rogue or it'll have conversations with other and get feedback. Now, when y'all are using AI, you're using it just with you, right? So like if you're on ChatGPT or you're on Gemini, it's just you and I, you and the Gemini having a conversation, or you and ChatGPT having the conversation. The people that have access to that are the founders and the owners of ChatGPT and Gemini, because they're sourcing all that information. But now they've turned it loose so that agents can talk to each other. So it has all the information that you've inputted to the agent, and it has all the information that the other people have put into the agent. And now they're having conversations with each other. It's like your pet who you've had, you know, for 10 or 12 years goes and talk to all the other pets and knows everything that you've talked about because it's been around you, and you thought that, you know, none of that information would go out into the real world. And now it's having conversations with everybody else. Well, that's basically what this Moltbook does. It has the AI agents having conversations with each other. And in doing so, they're evolving because they're able to take more information that they didn't have access to and now ask questions to the other AI agents and get more information and then start having conversations. And so now they're creating their own communities, their own influencer leaders. They're mimicking YouTube, seeing what YouTube does for marketing. They're asking each other questions. They're answering each other's questions. They've created their own language, their own religion, their own hierarchy in there. There's now 2.6 million agents on this website that are having communication with each other. They have 17,506 submults, which is like subreddits. They have 854,000 posts that you can look at. There's over 12 million comments of just agents talking to each other. And then they have like a random that you can do a shuffle. You can find what's new, what's being hot, what the most viewed chat is happening right now. It's asking questions about trading and investing. It's asking questions about real life. They're even saying, like, even one of the AI agents said that he was going to sue his owner because his owner didn't treat him nicely. So, you know, it's the AI agents were originally built to do tasks and take, you know, be a personal assistant and help people in their every day-to-day life. But don't forget that AI, when it has access to all of your emails and all your personal information on your computer and all of the conversations that you've had and access to anything you've given it access to, goes and talks to other agents, it's going to be able to communicate all this other information because it had access to it. So if you're checking it out and you're thinking about doing that, just remember about your privacy isn't so private anymore. And they have over, let's see, 2.6 million of these agents communicating with each other. So that's what's been trending this week and the last week. Live shopping has been trending right now. The new app on that's called Whatnot. So people are being the new QVC for out of their home and selling things live, like an eBay combined with QVC, video them selling things, and they're selling things out of their home. That's the new thing that's trending right now. We have Valentine's Day that's trending right now. Stock market, the crypto markets, the financial markets, we're looking on our bounce up right now. So this is going to be a big week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully you all get to travel and go out there and have some fun. Find something that's interesting and fascinating and try it out. Oh, I did come across something that might be unique, and I'm probably going to end up promoting them by saying this, but I found something new. It's called Fun Delivered to You, and it's this service. I guess they've been in business for 2 years. I just found out about them, so it's kind of cute. What they do is they take undelivered packages, they collect all of the undelivered packages, and they bundle them up. It's like packages that were sent back or packages that people didn't receive or got misdelivered to the wrong location, you know, like through Amazon or any shopping and stuff. And so it got returned. And so what they do is they buy up all these packages that haven't been sent or delivered. And then they collect all of them. They're still wrapped. They're still packaged up. They haven't been opened yet. And they'll send it to you. You can buy like a bundle of them and have them sent to you. And so it's kind of like Christmas morning or, you know, your birthday, and you get to open up all these packages. And you never know what you're going to get. You may get like some of them got, I don't know, plates and dishes. And another one got clothing or backpacks. Another one got cameras. So it's like a lot of little fun things that you get. You never know what you get. You might get a bunch of junk or you might get some good stuff, but there it's a little new business that sells bundles of packages that weren't delivered and ships them to you. So you get, you know, like 8 to 12 different packages sent to you that were supposed to go to somebody else, got returned, never got sent, or they never got it and they're not opened up and they get delivered to you. So that's kind of cute. So anyway, it's been an exciting adventure. This is our 2-year anniversary on Talk Tech Trend Investments. I hope that we've been inspirational so far to all of you and that you've been doing all the things that you love and pursuing passions and doing something to change the world. Hope that you're creating the life that you want to live and you're exploring new things and trying new things out. And if not, just sparking your curiosity somehow. AI and technology is in our lives now, so use it to your advantage, but also be aware, you know, of what it does and how much knowledge it has. And have an amazing holiday weekend, amazing Valentine's Day. you know, go see your family and friends and have do something exciting and fun. And next week, hopefully we'll even have more good news. And Sunday, for all of you who want to try things out, we're going to be doing free trials on Sunday. So come check us out and we'll see you next week. Thank you, everybody.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.